Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very easy announcements today. So these are a few reminders. Every Sunday, Sheikh Shad continues his class on Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith. Can you guys hear me okay, by the way? You guys can hear me okay? Okay. And that starts at 10:45, and then immediately after that, Dr. Siddiqui will hold his tafsir class at 12 noon, all in the same Zoom/Facebook link. That's every Sunday. MYG, the Muslim Youth Group, will be announcing board election results soon and also starting off their Friday night programs after a short break. We do have some virtual programs we're going to be doing, inshallah, but we're very, very excited to announce a new board. So for those kids that have been bored for the past few months, we got some good things coming, inshallah. And just a polite reminder, please, for whatever reason, I believe this announcement goes to me, do not register for more than one prayer and do not register twice. By doing so, you effectively take away the opportunity for someone else to use that spot. And then lastly, tomorrow evening, ISOC and Uplift Charity will be hosting a drive-through to serve needy families. We will need to use both parking lots, so when you arrive for Usr tomorrow, please use street parking. We apologize for any inconvenience you may have, but please know this event is for a much, much needed community service. And also, please keep in mind that we are expecting high temperatures over the next several days. Keep hydrated, try to get your errands done early mornings, and stay indoors as much as possible. And then also remember to exit one row at a time and use 11th Street parking lot to drive out. And last announcement is Fajr, I believe starting from Sunday, August 16th. Fajr is at 5:30 a.m. inshallah. JazakAllah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة كل خير أتم الجزاء وأوفر الجزاء إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and the final prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him, upon his family, upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is his last and final prophet and messenger. Our religion has three very important aspects. One is known as Islam, the other is Iman, and the third is Ihsan. Many of us, we know about Islam and Iman, but very often we ignore Ihsan, or we do not consider that as part of our deen, part of our faith. Actually, there is a very famous hadith reported by Imam Muslim in his Sahih that one day a person came to the company. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting with the Sahaba, and suddenly a person came and they did not recognize him. Although the person was, his clothes was very clean, his hair was very clean, no sand, nothing. There is no sign of a journey on this person. It looks like he has come from the neighborhood. But they say, we did not recognize. And he came all the way to the Prophet ﷺ and sat next to him. So they were also surprised that this person came so bold that he come and sit next to the Prophet ﷺ. And he put his hand on his lap. And then he asked him, Sahaba, they used to address the Prophet ﷺ as Ya Rasulullah. But this person said, Ya Muhammad, as if he's very familiar, very close. And he asked him several questions. The first question was, what is Islam? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Islam is this, that you say La ilaha illallah, Shahada, pray 5 times a day, give the zakah, fast during the month of Ramadan, and make hajj if you can afford it. And he said, you are right. And the Sahaba was surprised that he's asking questions. He said, you are right, as if he knew the answer. And then he asked, what is Iman? And Rasulullah said, Iman is that you believe in Allah, you believe in His angels, you believe in His books, you believe in His messengers, and you believe in the last day, and you believe in the Qadr, that everything is decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he again said, Sadaqta, you are right. And then he asked the third question, and the question was, what is Ihsan? You can see that Islam, Iman, and then Ihsan. What is Ihsan? And the Prophet ﷺ said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Ihsan is this, that you worship Allah as though you see Him. Although you are seeing Him not, but He sees you. So my brothers and sisters, of course, he asked some other questions, but I'm trying to concentrate on these three. So we all know about Islam, we all know about Iman, but many of us, we don't think Ihsan is part of our deen. It is a very important part of our deen. Jibril alayhi salam asked, it's one of the three questions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna Allah ya'amuru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah command you to do justice and do ihsan. So ihsan is a very important component, very important part of religion, but very often it is neglected. Very often it is ignored. And a lot of people don't pay attention to ihsan. Ihsan literally means doing things in a nice way. Ahsana, husn, hasan, something nice, something good, something beautiful. So ihsan is to do things in beautiful manner, in good manner. Now do good right things, good things, and do good things in the good way, in the right way. That is what ihsan is. So ihsan is in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when you pray in a nice way. You pray understanding the rules of prayers and then also paying attention to your prayers. Not that mind is somewhere else, thinking about something else and then standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just repeating the words. No understanding what you are saying and you are holding your hands like this way in honor and respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you go into ruku' and sujood, all of this is. Try your best to do your prayer in the beautiful way. But ihsan also in relation to other people and other things. So ihsan in relation to Allah and ihsan in relation to others. And it is also very important that whatever you do, do good things and do it in the right way. So you do business in the nice way. If you work at some place, you do your job in the right way, in the nice way. You be good in your home. You be good outside. If you study, study in the nice way. Everything you try to do it in the good way. Ahsinu. Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. Do things in a nice way and Allah loves those who do things in a nice way. So do halal things, do right things, but at the same time also do them in the beautiful manner, in the right manner. And the manners are very important. Good ways are very important. So the Quran emphasizes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizes, that is that you do good. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be good to your parents. In your relations with your parents, be nice, be good. Speak to them gently and kindly. Even if sometimes you have difficulty understanding, if sometimes you have some difficulty, still you have to be nice. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't say uff and don't shout at them. But rather you should lower the wing of mercy for them and pray for them. رَبِّ رَحْمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. My Lord, have mercy on them as they were nice to me when I was little. فَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. إِحْسَان to ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى. To your relative, spouse, your kith and kin. All your relatives, be good to them. Understand their situation and help them. Especially in this situation now in which COVID. You know, a lot of people are in difficulty. So what you can do for your kith and kin? Not only just your immediate family, but others as well. If anybody is in difficulty, in trouble, try to see what I can do for the other person. Ihsan, that is kindness, goodness, good relations, that you do that. To ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين, and orphans and the poor and the needy, try to do good to them. Ihsan to everyone. Ihsan to your neighbors, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslim. Good neighbors. A Sahabi came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, how do I know that I do too good or I do bad? You know, the opposite of Ihsan is Isa'a. Ihsan is nice, Isa'a is doing bad. So, Ya Rasulullah, how do I know that I am good to my neighbors or I am not good to my neighbors? The Prophet ﷺ said, if your neighbors say you are doing good, that means you are doing good. Huh? If you, what your neighbors say? What is your reputation in your neighborhood? A good person or a bad person? If you are good to your neighbor, that means you are doing good. So the words of the people, the thing that people say, this is also a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing you. Zubani khalq ko naqqara-e khuda samjho. As we say it in Urdu, that you, when what people say, think that this is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always try to have good reputation in your neighborhood. good reputation in your co-workers, with your corporate, in your business partners, good reputation everywhere. This is ihsan. And so much so that Islam says you'll be good even to your enemies. You'll be good to your enemies. That means you don't exaggerate things. Try to protect yourself, but at the same time, don't do injustice to anybody. That you shall not go beyond your limits. I'tida is not right. Aggression is not right. Injustice is not right. Although you have a right to defend yourself, protect yourself. That's why Rasulullah said, "Inna Allah kataba al-ihsan ala kulli shay." Allah has made it obligatory. Allah has made it. Allah has prescribed that you do ihsan in everything. فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسَنُوا الْقِتْلَةَ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسَنُوا الذِّبْحَةَ. If you fight, fight in a nice way. Sometimes you defend. There is a battle, and people are in the battleground. So how to fight? Don't go and attack innocent people. Don't attack somebody who has not attacked you. Don't go beyond your limits. So follow the limits. So if you are in battlefield, in the war situation, even there you have to be nice and do things in the right and proper manner. And when you are sacrificing an animal, do it also in the nice way. وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَةَ. Even though you are slaughtering the animal, but still you have to do it nicely. Rasulullah was passing by and he saw somebody put down a sheep on the ground and put his foot on the side of the sheep, and he was started sharpening his knife in front of it. And the sheep was looking and he was sharpening his knife. يُحِدُّ شَفْرَةَ. And the Prophet said to him, أَتُرِيدُ أَن تُمِيتَهَا مَيْتَاتْ. Do you want to kill this animal many times? I mean, it's one time is enough. Why you want to kill it many times? You are frightening. Don't frighten it. فَلْيُحِدَّ شَفْرَةَ وَلْيُرَحْ ذَبِيحَةَ. Sharpen your knife before. And also, do not give unnecessary pain to your animal. Don't do that. Allah has allowed you, so you say Bismillah. And because Allah has allowed you, that's why you have to do it. But you do it in the nice way. You are not killing it for pleasure. You are not killing it for sport. You are killing it for your need. And Allah has allowed you that. But still you have to do it in a nice way. Ihsan fi kulli shay. Inna Allah katab al-ihsan ala kulli shay. So my brothers and sisters, when we talk, try to talk nicely. When you speak to your neighbors, you speak to your relatives at home, to your spouse, to your parents, to your children. When you do the work, all of these things you have to do in a nice manner. And also, try to see that I do not do anything bad to other person. Avoid isa'a. Always ihsan, but isa'a you have to awake, totally keep away from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to make us the people of ihsan. Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us and increase His love for us and keep us on the right path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa nwala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. And indeed you are on the highest level of ethics and morality. Character wise, the best person. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. That's what was Rasulullah ﷺ, and that's what he wanted his ummah to be. He wanted that every Muslim should be on the high level of ethics and morality. Wherever Muslims live, in whatever community, they stand out. They'll be outstanding. in their behavior, in their character, in their akhlaq, in their mu'amalat. All of these things, that should be the way of the ummah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you and the Messenger of Allah, it is a fine example. And this fine example has to be followed. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَا بُنَيْ إِن قَدَرْتَ أَن تُصْبِحَ وَتُمْسِي لَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌّ لِأَحَدْ فَفَعَلْ. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he's the one who used to with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, until he died, Anas was with the Prophet ﷺ all the time. His mother brought him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, he is a smart boy and he is here to help you. And Anas served the Prophet ﷺ, and Rasulullah ﷺ liked him very much, almost treated him like a son. And so he said to him, Ya Bunay, O my son, if you can have your morning and the evening in such a way that you have no ghish, no hate, no deceit, no grudge against anyone, then do it. In the morning you get up, no problem with anyone. And go to sleep and you ask yourself, do you have any grudge against somebody? Do you have hate for somebody? If you can do that, then do it. And then he summa qala li ya bunay wa dhalika min sunnati. And the Prophet said, oh my son, this is my sunnah. Uman ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'ya fil jannah. And the one who revives my sunnah, he has loved me, and the one who loves me will be with me in Jannah. What a beautiful thing to be with the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. But this is the sunnah. Now we know the sunnah after fard. We know the sunnah of how to eat and how to grow the beard and how to wear this and all of these sunnahs we know. But this is the sunnah. Another sunnah, very important sunnah. And that sunnah is that you don't hate anyone. Try to not to hate anyone. For yourself, I mean, of course, if it is for the sake of Allah, if it is iman and kufr, that will be a different case. But just for personal things, avoid that. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa 'ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin, khususan 'ala al-khulafa'i al-arba'a, Abi Bakr, Umar, Uthman wa 'Ali. وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية، اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية، اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء، اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this pandemic from the face of the earth and bring the humanity on the right path, remove our sins, forgive us, and help us to do the right things, inshallah, because there's unfortunately so much injustice, so much wrong, and humanity has to learn that. How to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bring the humanity back to the path of goodness, inshallah, the path of ihsan and taqwa. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i zul qurba wa yanha anil fahshai wal munkari wal baghi ya'izukum la'allakum tazakkaroon. Uskurullah yaskurkum wa du'uhu yastajib lakum wa la zikrullah ta'ala a'la wa awla wa azzu wa jalla wa tamma wa ahamma wa akbar faqimu s-salah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.